It's a tzchuset and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha Tzav. What a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perik va pasuk aleph ayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. And Hashem speaks to Moshe. Tzavis Aaron v'esponov, command Aaron and his sons lemor zois toyos ha'oilo. This is the law of the Ola. And we know last week's parsha we're introduced to Vayikra, about the karbanos, Torahs, Kohanim, and we're learning about all the different karbanos and all the laws that the Yisraelim have to bring, the different karbans, the flour offering, and the shlomim, the peace offering, all these different offerings. And now, says the Ramban, we're learning about giving it over to the Kohanim, the avoda of the actual Kohanim. And Rashi says right away, it's always about that first, Rashi, Saves Aaron Ein Sav El Loshun Zeruz. It doesn't mean command, but it means to express urging, pushing, miyad l'doros, for future generations. Amar Rav Shimon, b'yosher sarach ha-kosav l'zareiz. The Torah is saying you got to do it. Why? B'makum she'esh bo chisaron kis. Because in this element of an ola, and we know, the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, that an ola is totally burned. Normally other karbanos, they're burned, some is given to the owner, some is given to the Kohen, but over here, it's totally burned. So a person might say, hey, I'm not getting anything out of it. Therefore, the Torah said, Tzav, do it, because Hashem told you to do it, even though there might be a chisaron kiss. Then the next part, it says, and there needs to be ha'ola, Torah sa'ola, mokdal mizbeach kol ha'layla adaboker ve'ish ha'mizbeach tukad bo. We know that there was a fire on the Mizbeach, and it should be kept aflame the whole time. And comes along the great Nesiv Shalom, and he asks a gavaldi question, a great question. This fire had to be lasting for all the karbanos. And right away, in the beginning of Tzav, by the Ola, it says that this fire has to last from all night until the morning. Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. The Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Tzadi Aleph says that you got to make sure that flame, imagine if water flickers onto it a little, that could be a problem, there could be an Isser in the Torah of extinguishing the flame. But the first question is why is it specifically this commandment of having the fire connected to the Ola? And also, furthermore, it says Tukad Bo, and it should be a flame on it. What do you have to say on it? Shouldn't it say, Tukat ala Mizbeach, that the flame should be on the Mizbeach? We'll call that question one. Question two, very famous question, right? If anyone's talking about Parsha Tzav, they're going to probably, again, I don't know, but they're going to be talking about this idea of called the holy carbon todah. We know the Torah tells us in Perek Zayin Posuk Yid Aleph, V'zolz Torah Zevach Hashlam Mesher Yakriv LaHashem. Im al Atoda, you have a carbon, a Thanksgiving carbon, right? If you remember where Thanksgiving comes from, it's the carbon Toda. Yakrivenu V'ekriv al Zevach HaToda Chalos Matzos. What do you offer? You have 30 matzos and 10 loaves of bread. And we know that it's a Shlomim. Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nundalit Amid Beis, that we know that this is, right, a person says Hagomel. When does a person say Hagomel? Rashi brings down Yor De Hayam. That's why when a person goes, flies over, when he flies over and he goes on a plane, he says Hagomel. Bahoche Midbarios, he travels through the desert. Bechabushe Beit HaAsurim, someone that's in prison that he comes out. Becholet Shenis Rape, or a person that was very sick, that he gets healed. All these people, they say the idea of a todah, shekosev yoidu la Hashem chasto, as we say in Tehillim, kuv zayin, posuk, ches, the whole idea of yoidu la Hashem chasto. Ask the great Nitziv, very well known Nitziv. It's not well known, let's make it well known now. Ask the Nitziv. Normally a shlomim, a peace offering, has 2 days to be eaten. You have 2 days. Most carbonos, they have 1 day to be eaten. If you don't eat it, it turns into nosar. That's a prohibition of leaving overnight. I love zvachim. I'm a kohen. We got to know these halachas we spoke about last week. The Chofetz Chaim says we got to believe more because Mashiach could come any second of the day. So one time, my grandfather Rabban Zatzal told me that he was by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Rebbe said that Mashiach should come today. It was on Shabbos, and one of his chassidim said, "Yeah, but the Gemara says that Mashiach can't come on Shabbos." So the Rebbe turned to him and he said, "Okay, let's let Mashiach come, and then we'll ask him all the kashas." Yeah. So again, we gotta bring Mashiach. We have to know the karbonos because we're gonna be bringing offerings to the Ribono Shalom in the Mokma Shechina, in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not just going to have the Kaisel, just a wall there. We'll have the Beis HaMikdash. But ask the amazing Nitziv. Right, the Nitziv was Rashi of Elazhin, Rav Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, 1816 to 1893. He says, "I don't get it. Normally you have 2 days, as we're talking about a Shlamim. And by this carbon toady, every day you have one. And not only that, you're eating so much, 40 loaves. Ask the Nitziv, I don't get it. Why are you only getting 1 day?" Question two. Question three. Again, we have a lot of, we'll talk more details. I sneak in some more divrei Torah as we go on. But we got to set up three questions. Right at the end of the parsha, we talk about the Meluyim. Right? They're going in, they're inaugurating the Shechina, they're inaugurating the Mizbeach. And it says that there's supposed to be a 7-day period for the Kohen Gadol. It says, Paraches, Pasuk Lamed, again, right at the end of the parsha, Mipesach Olamoed lo teitzu shivas yamim, ayom luas yimeim luim. You should not leave the entrance of the tent of the meeting, the Olamoed, the meeting of the Ribono Shel Olam, for 7 days, until the day that you finished off the inauguration. So very fascinating, the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Yuman Daf Yudam Mibes, the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol would go into the Beis HaMikdash and he would stay 7 days preparing, making sure he knew all the avodas, making sure he knew Shem Hashem and the whole, right, the Yom Kippur davening. And the Gemara has a very fascinating discussion. Should there be a mezuzah placed on the door where the Kohen Gadol is there? He's only there for a week preparing for Yom Kippur, which is 1 day, right? So should there be a mezuzah or not? So one opinion says that there shouldn't be. He's not really living there. He's there for 7 days. We know that the Chiyuv Mezuzah, the Gemara Menachos tells us that the Chiyuv Mezuzah only happens after 30 days, right? If you're not there for 30 days, maybe there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah. Get a halachishir, right? We got to have a halachishir. Shout out to Uncle G, Uncle Gedalia. We need to have a halachishir. But when does that Chiyuv Mezuzah happen? After 30 days. But on the other hand, Rav Yehuda comes along and Rav Yehuda says, maybe there should be a Mezuzah. Why? Says Rav Yehuda, because someone might think that the Kohen Gadol is in jail. What? What's the Havamina? Well, why would we think, right? The Gedolei Achronim ask, why would we have a Havamina? Why would we think that someone might think that the Kohen Gadol is imprisoned in the Beis HaMikdash? And that's why he needs a mezuzah to show that's not the case. It seems very strange. So again, let's just make sure we have a clear clarity is the name of the game. Right, you're talking to someone, you're like, I have a quick Dvar Torah, or I have a Dvar Torah, 25 minutes, right? But again, let's just make sure we have these ideas. The question number one is, specifically, it says, Torah Ha'Oilo, that Chisar, there's a Chisaron Kiss, because you're not getting anything out of it, you have to totally destroy it, and then right after it talks about the Eish Mezbeach Tukad Bo, why specifically that fire is for all the Karbonos, that the fire lasted the whole night from the next day, why specifically the Oilo? Question two, why by the Karbon Toda is it only 1 day? Normally a Shlomim is 2 days. And lastly, why is it when the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Olam Moed, how come we're saying right now there's a machlokes, is there a mezuzah or not? And Rav Yehuda says there needs to be a mezuzah because we're afraid that people are going to think that he's in jail. So what's the yisod? Again, there's a lot of yisodis, but we'll try to bring out the yisod and bring it into our lives. Now, what does an olah represent? So we know that the different karbonos represent different things for different chatoim, right? The mincha karbon represents different the mincha represents when a person has bad ideas or he does bad actions. A person brings a chatos when he does an aveira. But what about an ola? So the Gemara tells us that the reason by an ola, you bring an ola, is because of hirhure aveira. You have thoughts of an aveira. So when a person has thoughts of an aveira, the thoughts inside of him, therefore he needs to bring an ola. The Nesivah Shalom says something even amazing. It says, "B'mokom sheyesh bo chisaron kis." There's a situation where there is chisaron kis. He says something amazing. In every other time when a Chas V'Shalom person has an aveira, he has something that's blocking the aveira. For example, a person could speak bad words. He could speak Lashon Hara with his mouth. But guess what's blocking it? He got his teeth and his lips. All he needs to do is shut his lips. Right? If you don't want to get yourself in trouble, just shut your lips sometimes. That will block you. Right? You have a covering. You have a kiss. What about your eyes? You have eyes, but sometimes you don't want to see certain things that you shouldn't be seeing. So you have the idea of taking your eyelids and putting them down, closing your eyes. What about your ears? You want to hear Lashon Hara. You want to hear bad things. You don't want to hear things that you shouldn't be hearing. So the Gemara in Ksuvos, learning with my guys this year, it says that that's why we have earlobes. We could put it into our ears. Amazing. But what about hirhurim, my thoughts? Thoughts are in the mind. There's nothing really covering the mind. Not only that, says in Nesivah Shalom, I'll tell you another difference between thoughts and all these other things. Actions, people see actions, people hear words, people see person doing aveir, chas v'shalom, but my thoughts, no one knows what I'm thinking. Sometimes we don't even know what we're thinking. The only person that knows what we're thinking is Hashem, hopefully us also. That's why all the time it says, v'irasam elokecha, you should fear Hashem. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about it all the time. Why does it have to say you should fear Hashem? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your thoughts. So says in Nesivah Shalom, that's the idea here. B'makom sheyesh bo chisaron kis. There again, pashup shat just means that there's the loss of money. Over here, there's a loss of money, but no, it means more. Chisaron kis. There's nothing that's blocking it. Everything else has something blocking it. But with my thoughts, nothing. No one sees my thoughts, right? You could be in the middle of davening and chuckling away, and you're thinking about what you're eating the next day. We all know we have those thoughts sometimes. They say with one of the Rebbe's that someone was imitating, you know, it was a Purim spiel, we love Purim spiels, but they were imitating the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was mamish, they were getting into it, and crying in their davening, and really getting into it, and when the Rebbe saw this, again, I don't know if it's a true story, but again, they're not telling the story about me, but when the Rebbe saw this, he started crying, and he wasn't happy about it. He said, wow, this is how people see me? I wish I got on that level when I'm davening, it looks like, but maybe I don't know where I am, right? So maybe it looks that way, right? But I wish I was there. The Rebbe wishes he was there. I'm sure he was there, right? But with the idea of our thought, no one knows what we're thinking. So that's what we're saying right here. So why specifically do we need that fire? Why specifically does the fire need to go and last? So beautiful idea, the Chinuch, the great Sefer HaChinuch. We know that we have so many different Rishonim that took the mitzvos and they categorized all the mitzvos, right? Sometimes, which I heard from my grandfather many times, Rambam Zatzal, and from some Myra Bayim, that you look at the Rambam and the way the Rambam puts certain things into which Sefer, right? We know he has 14 books. What Sefer does he put this idea in? Just based on his category, you can learn different things. And the way the Rishonim broke up the mitzvos, the Chinuch went from Parsha to Parsha, and he broke up different mitzvos. And the Chinuch talks about this mitzvah at length. And he says, and again, the Chinuch was written for his son, his bar mitzvah son, to learn with his friends. Amazing, right? The Chinuch is amazing. They have it in English, tremendous. Right? They have Menchus Chinuch that goes through all the Gemaras and the questions and the Lamdas. But he says that the whole idea, says the Chinuch, is that Eish HaMizbeach Tukabo, that a person needs to find the fire within himself. What does he do? What makes a Roshem? What does he do that could have an everlasting effect on himself, on others? That fire, that burning fire. But you have to make sure you don't get burned out. No pun intending. That you don't burn yourself out. But you need that fire inside of you. The Nesiva Shalom says something similar, a little different though. He says, imagine a person sees a big area, but there are a lot of trees. And he's like, I have the greatest idea. Real estate 101. I'm going to cut down all the trees and I'm going to be able to build properties. It's going to be amazing. And he starts cutting down the trees and he's realizing, I don't know, I should live to Me'eva Esrim, but I don't know how many trees I'm going to be able to cut down. So he's cutting and cutting. He's like, this is just not for me. So then he thinks of an idea. I have an idea. I'm going to, obviously, controlled fire. I'm going to take a controlled fire. Again, you never know with fire, so it's for show. And I'm going to have all the trees, right? They're going to be leveled out, and they're going to be burned. And then I'll have my city. And that's what he did. Controlled fire. He had the fire department there. And the whole place. So it says in the Nesiva Shalom. You know what all it represents? The bad thoughts. Sometimes you have this bad thought, and you have that bad thought. You try working on this one. But he says, you know what? If you could burn it out, you know how you burn it out? You just fill yourself up with Torah. You fill yourself up with mitzvos. You fill yourself up with the Ribbono Shel Olam, living with Hashem. That is this idea. That you live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Comes along the great Netziv. The Netziv takes this idea a little further. The Netziv says, Karban Todah, why are we only giving you one day? Give 2 days. Says the Netziv, because we need to get everyone together, get all your friends, and proclaim to the Ribbono Shel Olam the Persumei Nisa, the greatness of what Hashem has given you. And do it. Get everyone together. That's why this idea, again, I'm not here to scare anyone, Pesach's coming up, the Karban Pesach, right? The Marsha says that all these ideas, right? We went over water, we were in the Midbar, we were on the 49th level of Tumah, we were healed. That's what represents when we bring the Karban Pesach, it's like a Karban Todah. But what? The Mefarsim, the Nes, make Hashem real, live with Hashem. You know, it's amazing, Medrash. The Medrash says that Aaron HaKohen was upset. He wanted to do more. He always wanted to do more. We see this in the beginning about Loscha, that Aaron, he wanted more. So Hashem said, listen, you know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you the menorah. But now, another Medrash in this week's Parsha says, Aaron's like, I want more. You know what I'm going to give you? The Trumas Hadeshet. I'm going to give you when you clean out the ashes after the fire burns out. All the different karbonos can't be left overnight. I'll give you the Trumas Hadeshet, getting rid of the ashes. Says the Ksav Sofer, what is so, you're like getting rid of the dirt, the ashes, what is so great about that? Says the Ksav Sofer, beautiful, because it represents the continuity, the carbon from day to day. Yeah, the carbon finished, you had 1 day, Shlomo, you had 2 days, now it's burnt, clean it up, I go to the next one. Aaron wanted the continuity, the past, the present, and the future. And it's very fascinating. I heard from Rishon Razer and then see this Rabbeinu B'chai inside. Beautiful. This idea also. We know the Torah tells us that there's an idea of waving. You take the carbon and you wave it. What part of the carbon do you wave? The Torah tells us that you wave the chazeh, the breast of the animal, and you also wave the shok, the thigh. So it says Rabbeinu B'chai, because the lave, the heart, and also the thigh, walking, we show Hashem, proclaiming to Hashem. And then Rabbeinu B'chai, again, one of the great Rishonim, the Rabbeinu B'chai, a Talmud of the Ramban, and he says, it's like a lulav. The lulav we're also shaking, right? The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, when we're saying Hallel, we're shaking it, right? You see some people, they go crazy with their lulav, flapping it everywhere. But again, there is an idea, you take it up, you take it down. In the Gemara, it's really 4 ways. We like invented like 18 different ways. You gotta always see that guy that just like puts it through his legs and he's like doing a whole thing. Right? You think he's going to slam dunk his lulav. I hope not. But there's an idea of molich umevi. Says the great Rabbeinu B'chai, molich. Hashem says, listen, you're going to be in the galus, but mevi, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to bring you out. Rabbeinu B'chai, beautiful. That's this idea. Present. You might be in a gullus now. And we have a lot of hardships. And we have difficulties, which we speak about. But maybe I'm going to take you out. Because I'm going to look at the present. And I'm going to learn from my mistakes. Because we can't change the past. But we can learn from it. And then I'm going to look to the future. And I think this is the idea of that last question. You know, I remember when, a long time ago already, the Corona days. So, we took a trip to Yeshiva. And again, no one was allowed to be near each other because it was Corona. You know, like you had a bus for each guy, you know. Like, no one was allowed. You had the masks and on your eyes, the whole thing. Again, we shouldn't make jokes. It was a very tough, it was a crazy time period in the world. No one knew exactly what was going to be, and there was a lot of davening. It's funny, sometimes I listen to my old shiurim that I don't repeat myself, and I was listening to shiurim about Corona. Tzav usually is intertwined with Pesach, and right, the Pesach of Corona. But I remember when we were in yeshiva, they had a certain thing. Again, no one was allowed, again, no one knew anything what was going to be, but they gave every single person was able to put like headphones on, and they were in their own world. And they were listening to music, and people were getting into it. But anyone that took the headphones off wasn't in it. And they're like watching people dancing, and it was great. When you had your headphones on, you were getting into it. I remember one Rebbe, it must have been like a chicken dance or something, and he was like acting like a, it was weird. It was like, but he was into it. So what's the idea here? So the Achronim say, beautiful. You know, the outside world, when they see this Kohen going and putting himself in the room, they might think that he's putting himself in a prison. But that's the outside world. The inside world. Our Torah world. Our world where we build ourselves with Hashem. No, it's Kodesh Kedashim, literally. To be in that room. So says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm nervous that the people outside might think that he's putting himself in prison. But we say, no. He's putting himself in the Beis HaMikdash. He's preparing for the Avodah. Imagine a person. He's in a soundproof room, and there's people all around him, and they got their flute and their trombone and the whole thing, the drums. He can't hear anything. He sees a guy smashing on a box. He's like thinking to himself, like, what in the world is going on? He doesn't know what drums are. But why? Because he's outside. But we're inside. You know, we have all of these laws and all these Shabbos, so many laws and kashrus. Right? I always tell the story of a guy who's waiting online and he sees someone that's clearly not Jewish. And the kid is at the register, and obviously every single thing in the whole world is at the register. And the kid keeps on saying, "I want this, mommy. I want this." And the mother keeps on saying to the kid, "I'm really sorry. It's not kosher." So then the person afterwards says, "You know, with all due respect, like, how do you know what kosher is?" She's like, "I don't know, I always see it with you Jewish people that whenever someone wants something, you just say it's kosher or not kosher, and they stop." So I did it. So to the outside world, it's just like rules and regulations. But for us, and we have to believe it, and we have to make it part of our lives. We have to live it. Eish tamid tukad bo. We have to live with the Torah. We have to make it part of ourselves. It's not just about rules and regulations. It's about living with Hashem. Inside. We need to make ourselves more inside. We have to realize the what Hashem has given us, Karman Toda. We need to open up our eyes more. And again, we all have struggles and we all have difficulties, and there's a lot of, but there's so much good in the world. We have to realize that we have to come together as a nation. With all of our differences, we have to come together as Klal Yisrael. As Klal Yisrael. And realize, wow, look who we are. You know, this week I had a Talmud, his father, Mr. Lieb, Eli Lieb, right, from Australia. Mr. Lieb, he came, and we were talking about, you know, the world and the anti-Semitism. And, you know, he's from Australia, and he said, you know, you could ask a person, again, anti-Semitism is everywhere. And you could ask a person, like, how many Jews are in the world? So he was talking to someone and he said, you know how many Jews there must be in the world? I don't know, like 1.3 billion? The amount of people talk about the Jews, like 1.3 billion, try like 14 million. Like, what? What does that mean? Less than 1% of the world? And the answer is that because we are the inside of the world, we're Kodesh Kedoshim, and we need to keep on reminding ourselves that. We need to realize that we're something unique. We're the Ama Nifchar. We are given the Torah. We are given the mitzvahs, and we're still around. It doesn't make sense that we're still here. But Hashem says, you're still here because you're my chosen nation. So again, just answer all the kashas. Torah Sa'ola, why is it specifically that the fire should be lasting? Because sometimes you've got to fill yourself up. You got to burn out all those bad thoughts. And again, we don't know, again, we have all the different thoughts. We got to work on it. And it takes time. But fill yourself up with Torah. Fill yourself up with tefillah. Fill yourself up with Ma'asim Tovim. Why specifically the Todah? Why specifically the Todah? Does it only get one day? Because we need to make a Persume Misa. We need to get everyone involved. We need to make sure that Klal Yisrael realizes how unique we are. And why specifically? Because to the outside world, the Kohen going in, Kohen Gadol going in for 7 days, you might think, he's in jail. But we know what's going on there. He's not in jail. He is Lifnai Ulifnim. He is working to get to the highest point, bringing Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, that in the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kedoshim, what could be greater? And we have to keep on strengthening ourselves, realizing the power of our Torah, the power of our tefillah, the power, we don't know how far it goes. We don't know, we daven, right? I was talking to a bacher, right? He's like, listen, I daven, I have a great aunt, she's so sick, and nothing, my davening's not working. I said, really? How do you know that? How do you know? Maybe your davening created that someone, that there was not a terrorist attack just now? Who told you? Maybe your davening affected 10 generations from now, being saved from something crazy. We don't know. We have still limited sense of what we're doing. But a person needs to be mechazek himself. But we need to live it. The more a person lives it, the more a person connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bezeh Hashem, everyone should have an amazing Parshat Tzav. Realize, wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's part of our lives. He wants that connection. Now we need to bring him in. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.